D. A Japanese viewpoint.
I agree that charging for shopping bags is solely for supermarkets to increase profits under the guise of an environmental protection campaign. Environmentally friendly is indeed a useful phrase that can easily convince the general public to accept whatever policy or decision they make. The phrase seems to silence people and causes them to stop questioning whatever is proposed. Instead of taking advantage of the public's desire to be environmentally friendly, supermarkets should seek other ways to increase their profits without making regular customers feel overcharged. Here are two specific proposals I would like to offer. First, supermarkets should offer a sitting area for customers to sit and consume whatever they have purchased at the store. I'm certain there are many customers who want to eat or drink what they have bought rather than taking them home. Some supermarkets already have free spaces for customers to take a rest. But few people feel like having a substantial meal there because it's too open and people can be seen by others easily. By making a corner of a supermarket a partitioned space furnished with separated tables and chairs looking like a regular restaurant, people would feel comfortable eating and drinking what they have bought. Hot water should also be available for those who want to eat cup noodles. Another way to increase profits of supermarkets is to rent out some space, shelves, open freezers, or others to those who wish to sell their own products. Some farmers and fishermen may want to sell what they have grown or caught. Some housewives may want to sell items they have cooked at home. Some may want to sell whatever they find unnecessary at home, just like a flea market. This will make the supermarket more attractive to the customers who wish to have more variety of choices for shopping. In conclusion, rather than depending on the cheap way of increasing profits by charging for plastic bags, a practice which is offensive to many customers and could lead to the increase of potential shoplifting, supermarkets should find other ways to increase profits by taking advantage of their strengths to attract customers and to have large spaces available to use for more profitable purposes.